Okay, today's shiur is Yivam Mestaf Samach Zayin. We are into Perak Amana LaKohen Gadol. Again, this month's shiur is sponsored in honor of Jonah Kubietzky. In commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gevura, we thank the larger Kubietzky family. So we are on Samach Vav Amud Beis. We started the Perak yesterday, and we are talking about different cases of Nichsei Malug, Nichsei Tzom Barzel, who has the rights to it. Yesterday we had the Machlokas Amoraim between Rav Yehuda and Rebbe Ami. Lamaisa, even though we know Nichsei Tzom Barzel are brought in, and the husband has a Kenyan Haguf in those, and that's why they are like Barzel to her, he has to return and make sure that she gets the value back upon death or divorce. But does that mean that he has total rights to it? What happens if at the end of the marriage he wants to keep it? That was the machlokas we had yesterday between Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda saying that she wins because of Shevach Beis Aviha, because this is something that relates to her family, and the halacha sees this her as having the upper hand. And Rebbe Ami says, no, Adinimo. Right, this is Tzom Barzel. He has to make sure that the value gets back. It is written in the Ksuba, but not that the actual item has to go back to her. Tosas brought up an issue that we didn't get to talk about, based on the Mishnah that was quoted from Maseches Trumos. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah from the 11th Perek in Trumos yesterday, dealing with if a Yisrael or a Kohen rents out an animal from the opposite. If a Yisrael hires out a Kohen's cow, or if a Kohen hires out a Yisrael's cow. So we mentioned that, the first part of the Mishnah at least, that if the renter is not chayiv in onsin, is not chayiv in total any situation that occurs, onsa kaksha nifchas tameha, if that's not the case, it's a regular case of schirus, so then you basically go by the owner. Go by the owner. The Mishnah had said that if a Yisrael rents it from a Kohen, then the Yisrael is allowed to feed the animal karshine truma, because the Kohen is allowed to eat truma, so his animals, kinyan kaspo, so to speak, are allowed to eat truma. But the opposite would not be allowed. If a Kohen rents out, Kohen shazachar parami Yisrael, even though the Kohen is responsible to feed the animal, and the Kohen has truma himself, he's not allowed to give that truma to the Yisrael involved. So Tosfos said, asked a question from Maseches Eirvin, and we'll have to see the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya in Simon Samach in a minute. Is it here, or it might be the other place? Says Tosfos, why is it that if a Kohen rents out the animal of the Yisrael, why is that a worry that you're not allowed to feed him truma, the animal truma, in that isn't a Yisrael allowed to get benefit from truma? Fine, he's not allowed to eat truma. Eating truma for a Yisrael is chayav misa b'dei shamayim, but if it's benefit, right, what's the case of benefit? Tosfos quotes the Mishnah Maseches Eruvin, that a Yisrael is allowed to use truma for his Eruv, to set his Eruv Chatzeros. Let's say he's allowed to use truma, even though he's not allowed to eat it, but he's allowed to get benefit from it. So the question is, why here? Are we so worried that the Kohen's going to give the Yisrael's animal truma, so he's getting benefit from it? What's wrong with that? So Tosfos says, two important shitas in the Rishonim. Tosfos here has the Yisro. Tosfos Raskolo, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, no. A Yisrael is only allowed to get benefit from truma as long as you are not destroying truma in the process. If the truma is getting destroyed, so then what's called hana'a shel kilui, so then Yisrael is not allowed to get that kind of benefit. A Kohen is allowed to get that kind of benefit. Truma Temeya. It's the Mishnah Ba'al Malikin. Truma Temeya, that one is allowed to get benefit from truma in that way. Om Rabbeinu Tam, Dainu Dafka hana'a she'ein shel kilui. Relating to that Mishnah over there. Aval hana'a shel kilui kagon la'achilu behemto asur v'chein la'adliko la'sika takas avshilo, and also to light it and to heat under his tafshil. So that's Tosfos' Yisod. Yisrael is only allowed to get benefit from truma if it's not destroying the truma in the process. But if it is, like an animal eating it, so then that is not allowed. That's Tosfos here. If you look in the Mordechai has a different shot here. The Mordechai says, if I'm the Kohen, and I feed truma to this Yisrael's cow, what's going to happen tomorrow when I give the cow back? I'm going to give the cow back, and then maybe the Yisrael is going to shech the animal and take a bite. Is that called achila of truma? If the animal ate the truma, and now the Yisrael might come eat it, is that getting benefit? You were mefatim. You fattened up the animal of the Yisrael. Says Rabbeinu Yakar, quoted in the Mordechai, right here. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, then he quotes Rabbeinu Yakar. Tahadar minin hacha lo yachileta karshini truma, mevrei shebehema mispatemes minat truma. The animal becomes fat from the truma. Nimsa ha Yisrael yochal truma. Wow. That's a chash. And then the Mordechai says, "Velo nira." Mordechai says, "I don't agree with the shita of Rabbeinu Yakar de'im kein, because if that's true, amai ana ochlin tarnagolim hamispatzmim and ashrutzim. All of our chickens that we shecht every day, they eat bugs and they eat shrutzim all day. Well, we're eating shrutzim? No. Once it's eaten, it's eaten, and we don't look at it as, you know, it still has the same status." That is the Mordechai, and the Rama quotes the Mordechai, the Rama and Yaradeya. In Simen Samach, the Rama quotes this Mordechai in the end of Hilchas Treifus. Din behema sha'achla sam hamaves. That's the name of the Simen. An animal that ate poison. So, different discussions there. The Rama in Simen, right here, the Sif Aleph. The Rama says, behema she'nispatma b'dvarim asurim. An animal that became fat, or even that you fattened on purpose, from treif items, muteres. No problem. Who's he quoting? Mordechai the Yavamis, Perak al-Mana l'Kohen Gadol. You would think this is from Chulin, this is from some other area of Hilchos Psachim, one of those two. No! Perak al-Mana l'Kohen Gadol and Yavamis. It's right here. Where does it come up? Because that Mishnah is quoted here. Avalim lo nispatma kol yameha rak bidvarim ha'asurim asura. But based on Atosfos and Tzmura, if all this animal ever ate, all of its life has been treifus, the whole existence, so then yish lahachmir. That's a Tosfos elsewhere. But the Me'ikar Adin is the Mordechai right here. If the animal, again, is fattened up with the treifus, we don't look at it as if it is usur itself. You know, we don't worry about it. Whenever something is swallowed, right, the Mishnais also talk about, let's say, you know, there's a piece of something that's going to make a person tameh. Rahman al-Aslan, let's say a piece of human flesh that is swallowed by the Mishnais talk about a dog. So how long is it? Let's say while it's in the dog, it's not matami, but oh hell. But let's say the dog dies within one or two days of eating something. So is that now matami? It's no longer tuma blua because the animal itself is not alive anymore. It doesn't afford protection. So how long is that? So they talk about 1 day, 2 day, after 3 days, it's really srucha, and therefore it wouldn't be able to be considered tame. Okay. Either way. So what about Pesach? What about Pesach? So Pesach they talk about also Hana'ah. Because if I give chametz to my pet, so then I'm getting Hana'ah. Not because I'm going to eat the chametz, but because I'm saving money from having to give my pet something else. So that might be considered an Isser Hana'ah min chametz. Saving a money is considered gaining money. Right, by various areas of halacha, one has to look at that and figure out, is this good enough? Right, if I save money, if I save a woman money, you know, so is that called kiddushin? Is that called giving her something? Right? Saving a penny, is that worth getting a penny? So here too, by that's what the post could talk about. By chametz, the isser hanoah might be enough not having to give my animal other food. Not dafka, because I am going to, you know, it might not be called chametz by yirba yimatzeh, because it loses its status once the animal eats. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, we are Omar Rava. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. So we just had a Machlokas again, Machlokas Rav Ami and Rav Yehuda, and the question was, how much power does the husband have over the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, or is it just the value? So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha K'Rav Yehuda. The Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda who says that she wins. That if she wants the item back, she gets it back, because Shevach Beis Aviha. Amale Rav Rav Nachman, Vatanya Kavasi Rabbi Ami. But didn't we have a Brisa that supports Rabbi Ami? We had a Brisa that supports both. Didn't we have a Brisa that supports Rabbi Ami? Answer. Afal Gav, Vatanya Kavasi Rabbi Ami. Mistavra Taimi Rav Yehuda. Mishum Shevach Beis Aviha. Even though there's a Brisa, but Rav Nachman thinks that the Svara makes sense like Rav Yehuda. Right, but that she wins, Shevach Beis Aviha, and that's why he cannot do whatever he wants with it, he cannot keep it in the end, and he cannot have sold it, litzmisus, he can't sell it forever, because she has the rights to it. Viter. Hahi, it's da'ayli le'le gavra, it's da'la de milsa, biksubasa. Now we're going to talk about another halacha in Yeridea, as we'll see in Simon Shin Mem Tes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara, a woman gave a gavra, brought in an itztala, brought in a special cloak into the marriage, and it was in the ksuba. It was part of the nichsei tzon barzel. And what happens when the father died, shachiv, he died, shaklua, yasme, or persua, misna. They spread this cloak onto the mace. They used it for tachrichin. They wanted, it's a nice, beautiful cloak, right? We're in the parsha of Ksonas Pasim, right? They wanted to use the special cloak, so they put it on. The problem is, now, it's tashmishe mace. And the woman wants it back. So, what happens here? Amarava, kanye misna. The mace is kone it. What do you mean, kone it? It just means it has the status now of tashmishi amesh, and we know a mace is aser bihana'a, and anything connected to the mace, Rashi here says, kanye misna, tachriche hamace, isure hana'a hein kehektish. We know tachrichin or aser bihana'a like hektish. What's the makar? Egla rufa. We have a xerishava elsewhere, Sanhedrin, sham egla rufa, just like an egla rufa is aser bihana'a. After one breaks the neck of the Egla Rufa by the anonymous corpse, so too, Mace's Aser Bahana. So here it says that a Rava says that even though the halacha might have been like Rav Yehuda, that she wins if she wants it back, but once this was done, once the Yesomim designated it for the Mace already, then it is too late. We'll continue the story in a minute, but this is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shokar Paskins, anything connected to the mace, and Shin Mem Tes, the end, and Hilchos Avelus, right before Hilchos Avelus, Shin Mem Tes. The Shokar Aruch says, mace, bain, this is Machlokas Rishonim, and the post can wonder whether we Paskin this way. Bain Ovde Kochavim, Bain Yisrael, Tachricha Vasurim Bahana. Shokar Aruch Paskins. Doesn't matter what type of mace. We had a couple of, a couple of days ago on Daf Samach Aleph or so, right, we had a discussion of Tumas Akum, whether it's Tami Ba'ohel, right, three different days, the Urayim, the Rambam, the Tosfos, all different days about Tumas Ohel for a mace, but this is Isser Hanam in a mace, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, doesn't make a difference. Mace, Bein Ovdei Kochavim, Bein Yisrael, Tachrich, Vasur, Ba'ana, it isn't Machlokes Rishonim whether this is an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Darabanan. Pashas is Daraisa. It's learned that from Gzeir Shava, Isser Hanam in a mace, right? This is one of the major issues regarding organ transplants. Right, after if somebody dies in terms of giving organs, one of the issues is issues of hana'a min hames. The other issue is bizui hames, right, disgracing a mace. These are two major issues that have to be discussed. Besides, this is separate from the issue of the person has to be dead according to all days before you take anything out. That gets into the issue of brain death, that's the first step. But assuming whatever one shita is, that it is a person who was nifter, so then are you allowed to take certain organs, so that has to get over the issue of Isser Hanam in Ames, and the issue of Bizi Ames. Maybe we'll touch on that in a second, as Mr. Shem. But the Shogunar continues, V'davka shiz minam litzarcho v'nasam alav, only if you have designated them and gave them and put them onto the mace, avo b'hazman alavad, afilu asam litzarcho, la'acha shemes, but if you just had hazmana, you designated but never used. So that comes up in various areas. Designation, is that good enough? Right? The Gemara talks about if I designated a place for a bathroom but never used it, does it have the status of a bathroom yet? Can I daven in there? Right? If I never used it before. So, Hazmana comes up there. Hazmana comes up right here. Hazmana lames. Shulchan Aruch says, lo nasru. Does not become usher. The Hazmana lav milsahi. At least in this regard, we pass on Hazmana lav milsa. V'chedim nasna lav alo izminim l'kach b'tchila. Also the opposite. What if you didn't plan on using it? Somebody just threw it on, but you weren't planning to use it for the mace? Also lo nasri. You need both. Hazmana and nisina. Here, the Chor, the Yarshim did both. They were masmid it, they were going to use it, and they actually put it onto the mace. And again, there's other related issues. But that's the Isser Hanam in a mace. That applies right here. A big discussion in this is, what about medical school? What about taking anatomy lab? Right? If somebody is going to have a cadaver and learn all of different information from that cadaver. Is that called Hana'a? Is that called Isser Hana'a min Hames? So is information that's not tangible, is that called Hana'a? So we assume that the Minhag HaOlam in general is a person is allowed to go to medical school. Generally, if one is not a Kohen, that is much more difficult. But in general, going back to the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, 75 years ago, even more than that already, the Har Tzvi writes in Yerodeah Simen Reish Ayin Ches, Hanoz Limud Al Yidei Histaklus Be'ivari Ames. Getting Hano. Nish'alti Me Rofe Yirei Shamayim. Im Mutter Lo Lehislamed Ulekabel Yedios. Al Yidei Histaklus Be'ivari Ames. Shenutchu. Ve'im Yeshba Zem Mishum Hanana Misuri Hano. Right, is that allowed? I'm getting benefit, I'm learning. So, the Har Tzvi is Meiko. Heshavti lo shezehu gram hana'a. It's not direct hana'a, it's not like eating or benefit monetarily, or it's gram, it's indirect benefit that you use information that you get for something else. V'lo shenehene migufa iser. It's not being nehene migufa iser, and therefore, it's a very short three-line shuva. That's what therefore he is Meiko. There are other, Sadim Lahakel also, is there a difference between a Jewish cadaver, a non-Jewish cadaver? Also, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it doesn't make a difference. But if you look in the postgame on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, some of them are more Mako by a Meis Akum than not. Also relates to whether there's a Chiyuv Kvura. Whether there's a Chiyuv Kvura. Right, the Chiyuv Kvura, Mida Oraisa, is Kvuras Yisrael. Lo Salon Nivlas Ola Eitz, and the Kikavar Tik Brenna by Yamahu, the Pazik and Kiseit say, Kvuras Yisrael, that's Mida Oraisa, Mida Rabbana, and also Akum Mishum Eva. But it's not within the Din Daraisa, just like all the mitzvahs Daraisa of Beit El Machavero. There's a higher standard for family. Right, all the mitzvahs, many of them, apply to Amischa or Re'ehu. So again, that also relates, if there's a Chiyuv Kvura, maybe that will also turn into a problem of getting Hana. Just by the way, just because we have it open, the previous tshuva in the Har Tzvi talks about Harkavas Krum Ayin Shel Meis Lusuma. Taking some type of transplant of the eye, of the cornea, corneal transplants from a mace. So the poskim generally, even if one might say that there's issues of bizui hamace, but this Rav Unterman also has a tshuva about this, I think, relating to corneal transplants where it's covered up. It's not seen. So is that bizui hamace? If it's not visible from the outside. Do we have to be worried about loss in love, otchias hamace, and who's gonna get these zevarim back? So that's a big discussion. Halacha l'maisa, the postman have to discuss it. Very serious issues in terms of bakruma ayin might be different than others. He says nira beikar sheila nira lo mar dari kruma ayin hu pachus mikazayis v'chati shir she'in eroylet sarufa yesh lahatir uveprate no mar dari shaloka derech ana v'gam chati shir. And then he says yesh laayin em shir sarana b'mesu b'kazayis v'shav epruta. Right, he goes back and forth. He brings in another issue. So that is. Again, all the posts can discuss all these issues in this context of Isser Hanam and Ames and Isser Bizoy and Ames. But that's what happened here. The Yarshim put this beautiful cloak that was sewn barzel onto the mace, and before the woman could come, and the question is, what's the halacha? And Rava said, it's too late. Rava said, the man gets it, and the Yarshim have to pay her back. Just pay her back the value. Says the Gemara, why does that work? Amrle, 6 lines from the bottom. Amrle, nanai breder of Yosef, breder ravalor of Kahana. V'yama rav amr of Nachman, halacha krib Yehuda. But didn't we say that halacha is like Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda the Amora. Right? It's like Rav Yehuda that she wins. So Amrle, so he answers him, no, but here, look what they did. Here, they gave it already. Milo moder of Yehuda. Wouldn't Rav Yehuda, who usually says that she has the upper hand, wouldn't he admit in a case of demechuser guvaina, where it's not collected yet, meaning there's only a shibud. There's a shibud. There's a lien on the property. So yes, in general, he cannot do whatever he wants with it. And let's say he sells it, she could get it back. But here, where there was just a shibud, and this is what they did, as we'll see why in a second, works for him. That works. It's in his reshus enough to do certain activities. To sell, no. But certain activities will be strong enough. He has some hold on it, and certain halachic mechanisms ruin and overcome the shibud. What type of halachic mechanisms? As follows. Rava l'taimei. Rava, according to his reasoning, Dama Rava says in 5 places in Shas, here's one of them. Hektish chametz v'shichrur mafkiyin midei shibud. Rava says, if I have something that's lean to you, it's earmarked to pay you back, but then I give it to the Beis HaMikdash. I decide that works. Even though you might say, what do you mean? It's earmarked for me. Doesn't matter. Rava says, Hekdish ruins that. It's, I have to pay you back, but this item goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Three mechanisms. Hekdish, Chametz, I owe you, and I say I'm going to eat this, this cake is earmarked for you. And then, Pesach. So, Pesach ruins it, right? It's Aser Bana. And, Shichrur. If I'm a Shachrur, if I have an Eved that I'm supposed to, it's earmarked for you. It's an Apotiki. It's earmarked for you. And then I am the Shachrur of the Eved. I free the Eved. Then tough luck on you. The Eved is free, and I just have to pay you back the value. So that's Rav Shita. These three are so powerful that they overcome any liens. Remember, if I sell it, it's not going to work. But if I'm makdish it, or if I'm meshachrer, or chametz comes, so that ruins it. So this, what's this one similar to? It's like a hakdasha. I assert it. I created it and made it into a status of relating to mace, tachriche, mace, aser bana. Therefore, that ruins it, and the woman does not get it. Rashi says here what he says three other places in Shas also, and one has to always figure out why Rashi says it. But it's Rashi a few times. Look at Rashi, second to the bottom Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Latimei, we know there are two types of hektish. There's hektish, katshe bedek abayis, and katshe haguf. There's, let's say, a makdash, an animal that's going to be offered on the Beis HaMikdash. That's katshe haguf. That's kedushas, right? That's kedushas mizbeach or katshe haguf. Same thing. Right? It has inherent kedusha. That's one type of hektish. But what happens if I give a spoon to the Beis HaMikdash? I give a spoon, if it's a spoon that's going to be used, that also has kedushas haguf. It doesn't have to be sacrificed. But let's say I makdash a table. So why does the Beis HaMikdash need my table? They're going to sell the table and get the value and use the value. So that's called kedushas damim. Kedushas damim. The value. Kedushas bedek habayis, right? They're going to use the value and then, sell the item. That's two types of hektish. Rashi, in a few places, says that when Rava says hektish is mafkia, that's only talking about one hektish. Rashi says right here, hektish dafka kedushas haguf ki hagavna, ava kedushas damim lo, but not kedushas damim. Rashi never explains why. He says it's here when it comes up in Psachim and Gittin and other places. So why does Rashi say this? So Rav Chaim develops the idea, we've discussed this a number of times in the past, based on two different Gemaras. There's a Gemara very close to each other. Two Gemaras in Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Vav, and Daf Ayin Tes. The question is, if I steal an animal, and then I sell it, then I'm Chayav 4 and 5. If I steal an animal, and then I'm Makdash it, am I Chayav 4 and 5? So the Gemara says two different things. Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara says, Meikara Tura Deruvein, Vahashat Tura Deruvein. No, nothing. It's not called selling, and therefore you're not Chayav 4 and 5. And then Dafayin Tes says the exact opposite. Mekar Turah de Ruvain, Vahasha Turah de Shimon. Now it's Ruvain's ox, and then it's Shimon's ox after you're mocked to shit. So which is it? It's three blocks from each other. Baba Kama Ayin Vav, Baba Kama Ayin Tes. So Reb Chaim, Tosfos says, and Reb Chaim explains Tosfos. Tosfos says two types of Hakdasha. Ptushas, Hakdasha's Beda Kabayas. So that changes. That changes ownership. But Ptushas Haguf, Ptushas Mizbeach does not change ownership. So you might say, what do you mean? Is it kedushas haguf? That's the real hakdasha. That's inherent kedusha. It's ironic. So Reb Chaim says, no, it's just different. The mechanism works differently. How so? If I'm makdash an animal, kedushas haguf, kedushas hamizbeach, I makdash an animal to give on the mizbeach, legally, financially, it might even still be mine. How does that hakdasha work? I have the power to imbue this animal with kedusha. Boom, and I directly imbue it with kedusha. So legally it could still be mine, but it has kedusha now. It has to be given to the mizbeach. That's kedushas mizbeach. Kedushas bedek habayis works differently. How am I makdish that? Lumdis, how does that work? Says Reb Chaim, I first make it mamonis shel hektish. I make it financially belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Step one. Step two, memela, kedushas chal on it. But step one is a legal financial switch. And then comes the hakdasha. So, the two Gemaras in Baba Kama. Bedek Habayis, that's called a Mechira. Because I changed the financial status, the legal status. That's a Mechira, and then Mamela, the Kedusha comes. But Mizbeach is not. It's still mine. It has Kedusha, but it's still mine. That's not called Mechira. And that's why, again, there are 5-6 Rayas to this, but that's why Rashi always says this. Rashi always says it's limited to Katshe Mizbeach, not Katshe Bedek Habayis. Why? Katshe Bedek Habayis, step one, you change its Dini Mamonis. No, you can't do that. It's leaned. Just like you can't sell it, you can't do kachet bedek habayis because you don't get the first base. You can't change the legal status of it if you're going in the world of dini mamonis. If you go in a totally different world, like putting Kedusha onto it, okay, that ruins the lien. But if I'm going down the Dine Mominus path, so then it's not going to work. That's what Rashi says all over the place. Rashi says, Davka Kedusha Saguf. That's what Rav is referring to. That's a hafka of the lien. But otherwise, it is not mufka. Again, there's a lot. Maybe it's based on two different makoros. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. Maybe I'll just mention one other raya to this shita that Reb Chaim brings. It's a Rambam in Arachin. The Rambam says, what if I have something that already belongs to Hekdesh? Can I make it more Hekdesh? If it's already Kachim Mizbeach, can I add on Bet HaGavayis? And if it's Bet HaGavayis, can I add on Hekdesh? Let's say I'm Makdash an animal that's going to be going to the Mizbeach. And then I'm deciding, I'm like, I want to give the value of the animal to the base of Mikdash too. So I'm Makdash this again, L'shem Bet HaGavayis. So they're going to get the value and they're going to give it. Does that work? Or the opposite? If I'm Makdash Bet HaGavayis, then I decide, no, I don't want to only give the value of the animal, I want the animal to be given as a carbon. So does that work? The Rambam says it works in one direction and not the other. And the Rambam gives a reason for it. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, in Hilchas Arachin, he says, HaMakdash Kachim Mizbeach LeBet HaGavayis, Harei HaHekdash Chal Aleihem. If I have Bet Kachim Mizbeach, and then I want to add on Bet HaGavayis, it works. But if I have Bedek HaBayis, and then I want to be Makdash HaKedushas Mizbeach, it doesn't work. Why not? The Rambam's Lashon is, Eino de Makdash Dover She'eino Shelo. Amazing Lashon. You can't be Makdash, something that's not yours. What do you mean not yours? Either way, it's Hekdesh. The Rambam only says Bedek HaBayis is called not yours. But Kachim Mizbeach is yours. So why isn't it yours? Exactly this point. Because step one by Bedek HaBayis, even though you might say it's the lesser of the Hakdashos, but it is not yours. Step one, it goes out of your legal financial reshus, and therefore, the Rambam says, you can't add on any Kedusha to that. But anyway, that's why Rashi says that on Rava's statement, many times when Rava has this statement in Shas. Okay, let's continue. Top line. Rabbi Yehuda. So, talking more about cases of Nichsei Tzon Barzel that were brought in. So Hechnisa Lo Shnei Kelim Be'el Avzuz. Let's say she brings it to the marriage and it's brought right into the Ksuba. Two Kelim, altogether they're worth 1,000. They're worth 1,000 Zuz. V'shibcho, and they appreciated. V'amdol Shnei Alofim. Now each one is worth 1,000. Now they're worth 2,000. So what happens at the end? So really the husband is only responsible for 1,000. Whatever was written in the Ksuba. Right? The appreciation is to him. So what happens here? So Echa notlasa b'ksubasa. One of the kalim she takes back, that's her ksuba. That's who she gets. What about the other kli? The other kli is now worth above. So, we said before, she gets back the kalim. Like, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. She's going to get it back, but you know what? She has to pay for the other one. The Echa nosenes damim, but notlasa mibnei shevach be'saviha. The second one, you're right, she has rights to get it back because of the shevach be'saviha. This is her family's heritage. But she has to pay for it because it's above what the husband is responsible for. Says the Gemara, "My kamash malon shavach beis avia dida have." What's the chiddush of this statement of Rabbi Yehuda? Because that shavach beis avia, so ha amra Rabbi Yehuda chadazimna. We already said it. Said in the machlokas with Rabbi Yami. What's the chiddush of this case? And sir ma'u deteima hani milehecha demati lemishkal b'ksubasa. No, you might say that only applies up until the value of the ksuba, of the amount that the husband is responsible for. Avol meitan demei umishkal lo. But to go above that, to say that, well, if she's going to have to pay for it, well, maybe the husband can then keep it. You might say the husband doesn't have to give it back if she's going to have to pay for it. Kamash Balan, no. Kamash Balan, she still gets it back, and she's just going to have to pay the husband for it. Period. Okay, next permutation of cases of Kohanim and wives and Truma and Avadim v'chulu. And Nechsei Molog and Nechsei Tzom Barzel. Right, that's what this parak is about. Those types of issues. Pas Yisrael Shenisei Slakoen. So here's the case. This daft now is about the status of a fetus, the status of an ubar. So what happens if Abbas Yisrael, we know, the din daraisa. Abbas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, she can eat truma. Fine. And her avadim can eat truma. We spoke about yesterday in the Mishnah. What happens if her husband dies? So that it depends who's left. Did she have any kids? If she had any kids, then she can still eat truma. And her avadim can eat truma. But if she doesn't have any kids, the Torah says she goes back to her father's house, no longer can eat truma. Fine. So that's background. What happens though It's not that she doesn't have any, it's not that she has. V'hinichamu beres. And she's pregnant. She's pregnant, says the Mishnah, lo yochlu, the machlokes, but the first shita, Rabbi Yossi, lo yochlu avadeha betruma. The avadim, her avadim, Rashi notes, the tzon barzel avadim, we're talking about, cannot eat truma. Why can't they eat truma? Rashi adds, even if there are other boys, let's say there are other kids. There are other kids. There are five children. So she's allowed to eat truma. Why? Because she has kids. That's a din daraisa. Her avadim cannot eat truma. The nichse, the avdei tzon barzel. Why? Because mipnei chelko shel ubar. Because this shita holds that the fetus also has a hand in these avadim. Let's say there are three sons plus him, so there's four. So he already has a hand. And an uber, the halacha is not able to be ma'achil. And a portion of these avadim's ownership goes to the uber. And therefore, the avadim, which belong to the husband, which now belong to the yarshim, cannot eat truma. Sheha uber posel ve'eno machil divrei Rabbi Yossi. An uber could cause problems, could be posel. What does posel mean? Rashi says uber posel in bas kohen. The opposite. If a bas kohen is married to a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael dies, and she is mu'uberes, and there are no other chans, posla. She can't go back to her father's house. So an uber could cause problems and not give any benefit. That's posel. It holds her back from going back to her father's house if she is a bas kohen li Yisrael, and it's not ma'achil. That's this case. It's not enough to be ma'achil. He has a hand in the bailus of the avadim, and he can't be ma'achil. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi shita. Amru lo, the rabbanan say back to him, me'acha shehe adatolanu al bas Yisrael kohen. Your case was the case of bas Yisrael kohen, so she can still eat, but her avadim cannot eat. Af bas kohen l'kohen v'meis. Forget that case. What about if she's a bas kohen likohen? Even that case, they shouldn't. Why are you talking about a bas yisrael kohen? Even that case, she shouldn't be able to eat because an ubar is not machil. And here the avadim are partially owned by the ubar, and isn't that a problem? We're going to see two svaras for Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara. The second one is what the Chachamim are assuming here, and that is when you have an Ubar who has any ownership of an Eved, so that ruins the Eved's ability to eat Truma. So here, even if it's a Bas Kohen, LeKohen, the Rabbanan say back, according to your Svarah, Rabbi Yossi, you shouldn't just talk about a Bas Yisrael LeKohen, even a Bas Kohen LeKohen. If it's the Avdei Tzon Barzel that are owned by him, now this boy inside, maybe, also owns some of the Avdei Tzon Barzel. So he should withhold the ability of the Avadim to eat Truma. Good. Ibai Lahu. So says the Gemara now. Time of the Rabbi Yossi. What exactly is the reason for Rabbi Yossi? The reason for Rabbi Yossi, time of the Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Tekasavar, Ubar, two Svaras. Svar number one, Ubar B'mei Zara Zarhu. What's the first Svara given? If a Kohen is married to a Bas Yisrael, the baby inside, until birth, is called a Yisrael. That's the first daya. There is a shita out there. In Ubar, in the uterus of a Bas Yisrael, even though she's married to a Kohen, has the status of a Yisrael until the baby comes out. So maybe that's the svara for Rabbi Yossi. So you know why it's a problem? Because the baby is a Yisrael. And a Yisrael cannot be machal betruma, even though his father's a Kohen. But until he comes out, he's a Yisrael. And therefore, that is why Rabbi Yossi says what he says. Oh, Dilma, no. What do you say? No. It's a much more fundamental problem. Even if the baby's considered a Kohen already. Yulud machil, she'enu yuludeno machil. No, only a born baby has the ability to be ma'achil, his possessions with truma. Allow his avadim to eat truma, but if it's not born, yuludeno machil. L'may nafkamina, l'ubar, b'mei kohenes. Right, what's an nafkamina? If it's a bas kohen. That's exact point. A bas kohen doesn't have one, but has two. My, right, what's the halacha? So, Amar Rabba, hainu, time of the Rabbi Yossi, tekasavar, umar, b'mei zara, zaru. So, Rabba says, number one, Rav Yosef Amar, yulud machel, she'en yulud eno machel. Rav Yosef says, number two. Right, the nafkamina is, what about a bas kohen l'kohen? So, meisve, the Gemara brings a raya from the last line of the Mishnah. So, amru lo, Rabbi Yossi, me'achar yadalano bas Yisrael l'kohen, bas kohen l'kohen mahu. Right, what do the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yossi? They say, hey, Rabbi Yossi, there shouldn't be a difference between a Bas Yisrael LeKohen and a Bas Kohen LeKohen? What, right, what do we assume that they are, what does that clearly assume that they're holding? Option two, not option one. Right? They wouldn't be asking, there's a big difference between a Bas Kohen LeYisrael and a Bas Yisrael LeYisrael, according to option one. But according to option two, there's no difference. They're both not born. So, that's clearly what the Rabbanan are assuming. Amar Lahem, but this is a Brisa that quotes the same Machlokas and has another line. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yossi answers here. In our Mishnah, there's no answer of Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi here answers, Zu Shamati, Vzu Lo Shamati. No, I'm sorry, what can I say? I've heard that there's a halachic difference between them. Zu, by a Bas Yisrael, that I've heard that the Avadim cannot eat Truma. Vzu Lo Shamati, but by a Bas Kohen, I did not hear they cannot eat Truma, they can eat Truma. So, so Rabbi Yossi's answer sounds like option one. So, E Amrit Bishlama Ubar B'mei Zara Zaru. If you say that the issue is that inside a womb of a Bas Yisrael, the baby's here to Zar Haidu to Karmelai Zushamati Vizulo Shamati, then you understand why Rabbi Yossi has a distinction between a Bas Kohen LeYisrael and a Bas Yisrael LeYisrael. But if you say the second svara, my zushamati vizulo shamati, ihihi. But if you say the second svara that the issue is in ubar cannot be machiel, so then shouldn't make a difference. Shouldn't make a difference. Even if it's a bas kohen, it's still an ubar. So the Gemara answers Kasha. You're right. You're right. It sounds like from the Brisa, the fact that Rabbi Yossi holds the distinction, it must be that there is the Svara of the first Svara makes sense. Even though the Rabbanon asked the question based on the second Svara. So Rabbi Yossi's answer is that it's the first Svara. So that is all Rabbi Yossi Shita. This sugya that we're talking about here, about Ubar, B'mei Zara Zarhu, relates to two different issues. Number one, we discussed a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember exactly which day, the Svek Sveka of the Rokeach, quoted in the Shach, in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. The Rokeach Safik about a wife of a Kohen, pregnant, going into a cemetery. Is an Ashes Kohen, Mu'uber is allowed to go to a cemetery. Says the Rokeach, yes. Why? Svek Sveka. Maybe she's pregnant with a girl. And even if she's pregnant with a boy, maybe it's not a bar kayama. So, svek sveka. So, and that's what we discussed. All the achronim get involved. Exactly what is the, do we really hold that way? What about nowadays if you do a sonogram and you know it's a boy? Does that ruin the svek sveka? It's only one suffix. So, one of the issues brought up here is, well, is he a Kohen yet? Right? Maybe he's not a Kohen yet. Maybe if she's a Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, ubar b'mei imo zarehu. Maybe she's not a Kohen yet. So Rabbi Chanan quotes, I think we mentioned this, Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Beis, in Kovet Shiurim, Simen Mem Aleph, discusses this Rokeach, as all the Achronim do, and he quotes the Rabbi Zalman Lipschitz from Brisk, who says, maybe he's not a Kohen, but you know what? If he becomes Tamei now, he's going to be Tamei when he becomes a Kohen, when he is a Kohen at the moment of birth. So maybe the mother is now allowed to do something now that's going to make it difficult for him when he becomes a Kohen. Right, so therefore, that's the problem. But again, this is one of the issues that fall into that. Number one. Number two, this is a larger issue. Again, we're really not going to go into this right now. And that is, when is the real status of a baby determined? We know for pikuach nefesh purposes, we know for mila purposes, right? When is it birth, or is it even during the pregnancy? A huge discussion in the poskim is the proper mother for a surrogate mother, right? Not getting into the issues of whether that's allowed or not. The poskim discuss it, but let's say a woman, Rahman al-Islan, is in a situation where she cannot carry a baby. Physically, medically, she cannot carry a baby, but she wants to have a baby. So she'll give, as we know, the medical, information and skill was today is you could take the eggs and put it into, fertilize it and put it into another mother, surrogate mother. So who's the real mother in halacha? So Rova the poskim say it goes by Shas Leida. So most of the poskim, there are Dr. Abraham and Ishmat Avraham quotes most poskim that hold that. Rav Yashiv Shlita told me there is no decision as to who the mother of such a child is, although it would appear to him, there's no maskana, it would appear to him that the surrogate mother is the halachic mother, and if she is non-Jewish, the child will need conversion. Rav Waldenberg wrote to me, the mother is the surrogate mother, and not the genetic mother. Rav Shlomo Zalman told me that, even though, yes, that sounds true, but there's no proof. Because he says, Ein lo davar sof. Like, what happens if we would have the technology to, like, have the baby in one mother for 3 months, and then another mother for the next 6 months? So then who's the mother? Right? Is there a cutoff point? What about we have it for 9 months? Then you insert it to another mother, and then you have... So, ooh, is it momish birth? Does it go by? Or genetics? So he said it's so not clear. So not clear. He says for Torah laws, one would have to be machmir on all grounds. If the surrogate mother is not Jewish, maybe we require gerus, the chulu. And again, but this is a very serious issue. Where does it come up? Where's the surrogacy come up anywhere else? So last week's parsha, right? 2 weeks ago, right? By Leah and Rachel with Dina and Yosef, according to Chazal, according to the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, about the flip. That Leah Davins and they're flipped, so who is the real mother? Rachel is considered the mother of Yosef, even though the genetics might be from Leah. Okay. But that's another issue about Ubar, Bimea Imo, Zara or not. Okay, those two issues, the Rokeach and that second issue. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Zu Divrei Rav Yosi. The Rabbi Shmuel says, this is Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi, he says, an Ubar is not Ma'achil. Aval Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim say, Yesh lo banim ochle mishum banim. If there are other children, the Chachamim say, if there are other children, then the Avadim eat. Forget the Ubar. Right? They eat. Ein lo banim ochle mishum achim. If there are no other children, but the father has other Yarshim brothers. Ein lo achlem ochle mishum mishpacha kula. Meaning the Chachamim say, don't worry about the Ubar. This Kohen obviously has relatives, right? He can't be a Ger, because then a Ger can't be a Kohen. But so he must have relatives. The Avadim are always able to eat. Says the Gemara, Zuvelo Svirale. When Shmuel made this statement, does he mean to say, this is Rabbi Yossi, but he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Ha'amar le Shmuel, l'Rav Chana Bagdata, puk aisi li be'asara. Go bring me 10 people. Because Rashi says he wanted to make it public. He wanted to be mafarsim. Bring me 10 people. De'em alachah ba'anfayo. I'll say in front of them, ha'mazake l'uber kana. You're allowed to be mazake something on behalf of an uber. So you see, Shmuel holds the uber does have a status in monetary terms. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. So the answer is no. Ela zubis virale. No, he does like hold like him. He was saying it's Zu, this is Rabbi Yossi, and I hold like him. I hold like Rabbi Yossi's Shita, that is Shmuel. Tosas points out here, on the bottom, even though Shmuel holds elsewhere, Ein Adamakne Dover Shaloba La'olam, so how could here he holds like Rabbi Yossi? So he might say, Ubar is Bala Olam, Tosfos says. Ubar is Bala Olam. Right, it's considered here. It's not like a status that it's not in the world. Others, Tosfos and Ksubis says, well, maybe there's a difference between Makne Dover Shaloba La'olam and Makne Lidover Shaloba La'olam. Maybe there's a difference between the item versus the party involved in the Kenyan. And you could go in opposite directions, which one is a worse problem than the other one. Okay, without now getting into the lumdis of Makne Dover Shaloba La'olam. Says the Gemara, Mai Kamash Malon. So what's Shmuel's Kiddush? By saying, this is Rabbi Yossi. And the Rabbanan argued, the Pligi Rabbanan Lady Rabbi Yossi. Is that what the Chiddush is? The Rabbanan argue? Umi Pligi? Do they argue? The Ha'amar. The Bach changes it. Va'amar Rabbi Zakkai, Zu Edus Heid Rabbi Yossi mi Bishmai Vavtayon Vahodulo. Rabbi Yossi gave this Edus in the name of Shmai Vavtayon, and the Rabbanan agreed with him. So Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Miktani Vakiblo. It doesn't say they accepted his Shita. Vahodulo Tani. To Mistaver Taime. They admitted that it made sense. But it doesn't say that they accepted it. The Ritva says Beferish here. Even though it made a lot of sense to them, they had a Misora the other way, so they didn't leave their Misora. What's the Musar Haskil? Just because I think something makes perfect sense doesn't mean that that's what I should do. I have a Rebbe, I have to follow my Rebbe. Even if something else makes sense. Again, we're not going to get into the larger issue now, but in terms of one has a Misora of a certain way of doing something, so then I can't just change everything I want based on logic, right? There's a Misora, there's a Minag Yisrael, v'chulu. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Heiniach Banim, Elu Ve'elu Ochlin. If there are sons, as we said, both, her Avadim, his Avadim, they could all eat. If there are no children and there's only an ubar, then for sure not. But what if they have both? There are sons and there's a mu'ubaris. So, avdei maluk ochlin. Her avadim could eat. That's fine because they come directly from her. And there are sons, so she could eat. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. An Ubar causes problems. An Ubar has a financial stake, and therefore his avadim, Tzon Barzel, cannot eat. Here in the Brisa, we have two other opinions. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel quotes his father, Habas ma'acheles haben ino ma'achil. A daughter is ma'achil and not a ben. We have no idea what that means. We'll have to see on Amud Beis what that means. Reb Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Zecharim Yochlu. If there are boys, so then the Avdei Tzon Barzel can eat. Why? Rashi says, because it's a rove. It's a rove. What's the baby? Let's say the baby's a female. So, female doesn't get any Yerusha. What if it's a male? But there's a certain percentage of babies that are miscarried. So there's majority that it's not going to be a problem. So that's why Holchanach Harov, and therefore the Avdei Tzon Barzel, are allowed to eat. Because of Holchanach, we're not choshish for the miut of healthy boys. That's a miut. That's Zecharim Yochlu. Zecharim, then Yochelu, then the Avadim will be able to eat. Kuba Nekevos Lo Yochelu. But if they're all girls, so then, the Avdi Tzon Barzel cannot eat. Why? Shemi Yimsa Uber Zachar. Maybe the Uber is going to be a male. Vein Laban is B'makam HaBen Klum. And then the live daughters are not going to get anything. So that's why the Tzon Barzel cannot eat. Says the Gemara within this last Shita. My Arya Shemi Yimatsi Uber Zachar. Table Leidin Akeva Nami Pasla. But what do you mean? If the baby's a girl, she also Yarshins. Because there's only girls. So what do you say? Oh, maybe it's only a boy. If it's a girl too, the baby's Uber's equal with them. So I said, you're right. Chada v'od kamar. It's both shitas. Chada the nekeva nami pasla. Nekeva would also ruin it. V'od shemi might say Uber zachar vein laban is welcome ben klum. Maybe they'll lose some of it. Maybe they'll lose all of it. It's either way, both shitas. Fine. Says the Gemara, still talking about this last shita. Zacharim yochelu v'ika Uber. But what do you mean? What about the Uber? What about the Uber? Doesn't he have some rights? So as we just said outside, Ksavar ain choshishin lemiuta. We're not worried about a miut in this regard. The Shev Shmeitzer writes in one place, the Gemara does not call this Svek Sveka. It's a rove. It's not Svek Sveka. Because Rabbi Meir, who, as we'll see, is choshish lemiut, but he holds Svek Sveka as lakula also. Now, maybe it's a girl. And even if it's a boy, maybe it's going to be aborted. Right? I mean, not aborted. Maybe it's going to be a miscarriage. So, no. Says the Shmeitzer, the fact that you see here, it is just in the world of Choshesh, and in Choshesh in Lemiyuta, it must be this is an issue of Rove, and not an issue of Svek Sveka. So that's in Choshesh in Lemiyuta, you don't have to worry about the Miyut. The Bayis Ema, or Lo'olam Ksavar Choshesh in Lemiyuta. Really, we are Choshesh Lemiyut here. And therefore, maybe you should be worried about the Ubar. But there's a different reason why the Avadim can eat. The Avdinan Le'takanta. The Rabbanan step in and they assign bailus. It's as if they could say, these Avdei Tzon Barzel, they're owned by the born babies already. The Ubar could have a different part of the estate. And they do that for the good of the people involved. Just like they do it in the following case. Orphans that are splitting up the father's estate. Bezdin mamidin l'aputrapis. Bezdin appoints for them an aputrapis. Right, a big sugya in the Rishonim, how do you look at apotropis? Just a word. Are they agents or are they guardians? That's two different things. Right? Agents or guardians. But either way, they are, let's call them guardians for now. Ubar lohem chelek yafe, and they act for the Yisomim based on the best that they could think that what the Yisomim would want. Higdi lu yecholim limchos. But once they get older, the Yisomim could say, well, we didn't like what the apotropis did, and they could redo the whole thing. That's the Tanakama. For Rav Nachman Didei Amar, no, Higdilo Ein Yechol Limchos. Once the Apotropsim act, that's it. It's fixed. The Imkein Makoch Bezin Yafeh. Because if you say what they did doesn't have teeth, then the whole Takana falls away. So you have to say what the Takana was, that the Apotropsim can act based on the Yisomim. So just like over there, the Apotropsim acted based on the Yisomim, for the Yisomim. So do in our case. Right? We could say that even if you usually are worried about the Ubar's bialus, not here. Not here, we allow the avadim to be assigned to the children that are born already. Fine. Says the Gemara, Lema de Rav Nachman Tanahi. So this issue of Rav Nachman, is this really the Machlokas Tanaim like we had before, Rav Yossi and Rav Shubay Achai? Is this really subject to Machlokas Tanaim? So the Gemara says, no, it could be that the issue is something else. Lo, de Kuli Alma Islu de Rav Nachman, maybe everybody would agree there by a regular case. V'hacha b'choshel miyuta kamiflagi. But here the issue is where they didn't do it. Velo avitakanta, Rashi says. Hacha b'delo avitakanta pligi. The machlokes is in a case where, if they assume they did not make a special takana for this case, would it work or not? So that's the issue. It's a halachic issue of chayshin lemiyut or not. If they would have made the takana, then fine, it would work. Period. Let's get back to the last sheet in the Braisa. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Aviv, Habas, Machil, Aben, Eino, Machil. If there's a daughter, then the Avdit, Son, Barzo, Kedit. So what does that mean? Maishna, Ben, Deloka, Machil, Mishum, Chelko, Shel, Ubar. A Ben can't be Machil because the Ubar has ownership, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Bas, Namilo, Tachil, Mabe, Chelko, Shel, Ubar. What's the difference? So Amar Abaya, Hacha, Ben, Chasim, Muatim, Askinan. Here we're talking about a case where the estate is very small. And we know from elsewhere, when the state is very small, the Mishnah say elsewhere, the girls get the estate and the boys have to go beg ala psachim. So that's the kind of case we're talking about here. That's why the girl has the upper hand. Ukigon tiika ben ba'adi bas. And when it says bas, it means there's a son with the daughter. Manavshach. And either way, the girl wins. I hai de ma'abra benhu. If the ubar is a son, lo adif me hai de koi. He's no better than the other sons that have no hand in the Yerusha because they have to go out and beg. Ibasi amai achla b'takanta derabanan. And if she's a girl, she's going to also get some of it because of the takana derabanan. Kama delo nafik lavir olam lo takin derabanan. Derabanan's takana only kick in when she's born. So either way, if there's a bas here now means bas b'makam ben. So then, and there's nechasim muatim. That's the case under discussion in the Braisa. That's why a daughter has more power in terms of being machil the avdei tzon barzel than the son. Says the Gemara last section. B'mayu kimta b'nechasim muatim. What do we say the case is? If there's only the property is small, ema seifa. We'll look at the next line. Shema yimatzei ha'ubar zachar ve'in labanos b'makam ben klum. Right, maybe the Uber will be a Zachar and the girls aren't going to get anything. That's what we said in the last line of the Braisa. Adarabba, the Chasim wasn't the bonus in it. What do you mean? If there's only a small portion, the girls get everything, not nothing. So, Seif HaSan and Chasim Merubin. Okay, that last line is talking about Chasim Merubin. So, that's what you could say. Nechasim Muatim is the first case and Nechasim Muatim Merubim is the last case. Says the Gemara, Nechasim Muatim, the bonus in it for 1 second. Let's talk about that for a second. If there's only Nechasim Muatim, the girls get it? But isn't that only a takana derabanan, and fundamentally it's not really theirs? V'yam Rav Asi, Yam Rav Yochanan. Yisomim shekadmu machru b'nechasim muatim, masha machru machru. What if the boys, before the girls got to go to Bezin and complain, the boys sold it? It works! Fundamentally, Arise, it's theirs. So how can you say fundamentally will allow the girls to be ma'achil, which is a din d'Arise of eating truma? This is a din derabanan. So answer, you're right. Velamai bas diktani. What does bas mean? It doesn't mean there's nechasim muatim. Totally different shot. Aim. We're talking about bas means the mother here, and we're talking about the avdei malug, not the avdei tzon barzel. That's what it's talking about. But really, the tzon barzel cannot eat. Ihachi hainu Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean? But then that's exactly like his father's shita, which was the first line of the Braisa. The answer is correct. Kula Rabbi Shalba Rabbi Yossi Ketani La. It's all one shita. He owes like his father. It's all one shita of Rabbi Shalba Rabbi Yossi. And really, when he says bas there, he means aim. He means the mother, and the mother's nichs, avde malug, would be able to eat. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue with more issues of Ubar and the like and the status in the coming days. Again, we thank the sponsors of this month's shiur of the Kubietzki family in honor of Jonah Kubietzki's reaching Gluros.